Hey, I'm Marvin Kelly, and I just wanted to jump on here real quick because there are times when God gives you a word and you can't wait till you get home. It's like that fire that kind of shuts up in your bones a little bit. And then plus on top of that, when you get home, sometimes that word don't hit as hard as it does when it first comes in. And I just have to share this just a little bit, just a little small moment of your time. Just share it. I was talking to my sister about 3 weeks ago, and she said something that really boomed into my spirit. And she says, Marvin, the most authentic form of worship is obedience. And I sat back for a minute like, man, that is so true. The most authentic form of worship is obedience. And worship is not just in the temple of God or at the church. Worship is a lifestyle, you know, and I know they had that song, Praise Is What I Do, but worship, and I'm not knocking praise, you know, and that's what the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord, so everyone can do it. But worship is an intimate relationship with God, not in that moment while the music is going, while you're at the temple of God. Worship is daily. It is what we do. It is how we perform to the Lord in our actions. And not only worship is the most authentic form obedience is the most authentic form of worship. Obedience is as well is the most sacrificial thing you can give to God. It's the most sacrificial thing according to Romans. And Romans 12 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, I invite you, I invoke this to your faults, to who you are. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. And I'm like, Lord, what do we really sacrifice ourselves from? Our will. That we live according to how God desires for us to live and not how we desire for us to live. That we sacrifice who we are. And that was the most profound moment that Jesus did in the garden. That we say all the time when we preach, especially on Easter, and we talk about the resurrection, which is nothing wrong with when he got up. But what came before the resurrection was his will aligning with the Father. And he says, in that moment, he says, I will now be a living sacrifice by not only saying with my mouth, but my actions. But what he said and what he turned himself to was not my will, but your will be done. I am now presenting myself as a living sacrifice. Not what I want to do. I'm sacrificing from what I desire, from what I like, from what I enjoy, from my proclivities, what moves and ticks me, I sacrifice from that. And now I give myself to you and I say, yes, Lord. That's why it says holy and acceptable unto God, not unto us, not unto what we want, not unto what we desire, what feels good to us, not this have lifestyle that we lived so many years. Now we have to turn, man. Now we have to get back on track and become that authentic self. And a lot of people start speaking of this new age authentic self. Your most authentic self is in your creator. And that's in God, who knows and understands your identity, understands you. That's your most authentic self. When you find your place with Christ and God begins to tell you who you are, then you will find your most authentic self. Not my will, your will be done. The most sacrificial thing you can give to God again. is your obedience your life? Your yes. Your yes with how you live, even to the degree of how you treat your neighbors, how you treat your enemies, how you treat your relationships, your siblings. In those things we begin to perform, and those things begin to lay out our living sacrifice unto God. Not what we want to do, not my will, but your will be done. And that was just something in my heart that I definitely want to share, man, that God was booming in my spirit. I'm like, Lord, man, it is much deeper than what we put it as in the service and lift our hands. And we give you worship in that 5 or 10 minute, 20 minute moment. Like, worship is daily. It is every time we wake up, every time we breathe in and breathe out, and inhale and exhale. That's worship. We say Yahweh, his name. I'm telling you, this is where it starts with our regular lives, not what we see in church. Not that hour that we see in church. That's not us. And God sees us when we leave the church, when we wake up, when we are in those moments where temptation seems like it's about to override us. Those are the moments that we give God worship. And that's what Job did. He says, though you slay me, do I go through these moments in my life that bring so much chaos? Do I go through these moments that bring so much turmoil and have me bent and broken? He says, though you slay me, he says, yet will I trust him. And the Bible says that he tore his clothes and he fell down and worship. That's worship. He became a living sacrifice unto the will of God in that moment of his life. That's worship. That's where our worship is for real, in our obedience and saying yes. Man. But anyway, I just wanted to just get that to you. Let me just put the small plug in. This month, May the 18th, I have a service at 6 o'clock. Just look for that every month on the third Saturday. I'm gonna have a service at 6 o'clock. And it's gonna be at Christian Tabernacle again, 7405 Passell Boulevard. Man, come out, experience the Lord. Man, come worship with me. Come praise with me. Come sup with me. And we will break bread with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, man. Hey, have a good day at work. I just wanted to put that out there and just kind of share what the Lord has been talking to me about. And I pray that God will continue to keep you in perfect peace, keep you in that flow of him, man, to learn and know him daily. Man, life is life, and life is not always going to be easy, but we will have someone walking with us to keep us in that flow with him, that perfect peace that surpasses all understanding, and guard your heart and mind. Hey, be blessed. Man, love y'all, man. Take care.